Well, a voice in support of President Trump's trip abroad, Poland's president, who praised Trump for getting NATO allies to spend more on defense, but others disputed that spending increase beyond the 2024 targets set by NATO members after Russia annexed Crimea from Poland's neighbor, Ukraine. Poland has a wary eye on Russian aggression. It's a former Soviet satellite, but it has a new nationalist government. Let's bring in Petra Wilczek, who is ambassador from Poland to the U.S. Ambassador Wilczek, welcome.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Start with that press conference. The U.S. ally cozying up with President Putin. Your thoughts as you watched it.
It's good for Poland that two big countries talk with each other and that they even present publicly their understanding and friendship. So I think diplomatic, you know, engagement is okay. So Poland sees nothing wrong about conversations between President Trump and President Putin.
Are you being diplomatic here in your response? Because as you well know, I mean, President Trump has been excoriated for giving a platform to somebody who annexed Crimea right in your neighborhood, whose missile shot down a passenger plane. This is all in your neck of the woods. This doesn't make you nervous?
President Trump didn't say anything against the interests of NATO or against the interests of the United States' Eastern European allies.
But he did, along with President Putin. President Trump attracted his own Justice Department and a Russia investigation that affected this country, certainly, but Russia's been accused of interfering in elections around the world. Poles aren't nervous.
Poles are nervous because of Russia and not because of the United States.
But would you have liked to have seen an American president at least scold a Russian president for seizing part of your next-door neighbor?
President Trump wanted to be polite, and I think that we should learn more about American policy towards Russia, because it's very difficult to make comments about U.S.-Russian relations based only on this one press conference. You know, what President Trump said about Nord Stream 2 in Brussels, about defense spending in NATO, I'm not surprised that my president was happy about that, because we are also in favor of increasing defense spending, and we are also against Nord Stream 2.
You're speaking of the gas pipeline that President Trump was very critical of, that an arrangement that Germany is making with
Russia.
Do you feel that you do get mixed messages? I think that's what you were saying.
You know, we, of course, want to know what the American foreign policy in general is, but what President Trump says at short meetings is, I believe, not an expression of the American foreign policy in general.
You mentioned the defense spending, and your president was one of the few voices that thanked President Trump for, I mean, he raked the allies over the coals. But your president was one that said that this was good in effect because it had increased spending. But it didn't. Does it bother you? I mean, do you feel you can trust a President Trump?
I don't know if he made claims which weren't true. I remember that he very strongly supported more defense spending. And so Poland is among a few countries in NATO which meet this criteria. So I can understand the frustration of American government when the United States spends such a lot of money on defense, and they expect the same from their allies.
You mentioned your president, President Duda. This is a nationalist party elected in 2015. Some are concerned that he is taking your government down a very authoritarian path. We remember last year when President Trump stood next to him and called our CNN fake news, and then he turned to the president and said, "You have that problem too," and your president smiled. Well, of course, he had signed a law allowing your government to take political control of state media outlets. He's also been accused of systematically dismantling judicial independence, packing the courts.
You have a very good memory. I was at this press conference a year ago, but I don't remember, you know, such details.
You don't remember when Trump turned to your president and asked if he also had a problem of fake news, and your president smiled and nodded his head yes?
Because everyone now in the world, you know, there is a huge problem of fake news. You know, there is no law against independence of media in Poland. I don't know which law you mean. As far as the judiciary, you know, reform is concerned, the problem is that, you know, the judiciary system has never been reformed in Poland since the fall of communism. But this is, you know, I think a problem for another interview.
Well, but in the context we've been talking about, are Poles worried that your country is going in an authoritarian direction, as we're watching an authoritarian leader stand with your main ally, President Trump.
It depends on what do you mean by authoritarian.
Stacking courts.
There is no such issue in Poland now, really, you know. So,
why do you think Lech Wałęsa, who helped overthrow the Soviet-backed regime in the 80s, why do you think he's taken to the streets in protest?
Well, he does what he thinks he should do as a politician. So,
well, he says the current government is more perfidious than the communist regime he helped oust.
I lived under communism, under martial law, and I think it's a complete nonsense. And Lech Wałęsa knows this very well.
That's Ambassador Piotr Wilczek, ambassador from Poland to the United States, speaking to us from Washington. Ambassador Wilczek, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And final word, Poland's president did sign a law that allows the government to appoint and fire executives at public TV and radio stations.